You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Arkansas soybean farmers have had it tough lately as the price per bushel of soybeans has dropped about 25% due to the retaliatory tariffs by the Chinese government in response to the Trump administration's tariffs on imported products from China. To get some idea of what farmers face from all this market disruption, you have to understand how their business model works. Brad Doyle, who grows soybeans in Wiener, Arkansas, shared a little of his world with Arkansas Public Media.
Most farmers start their crop with a loan, and they have to pay that back at the end of the year. So when we started this year, we started with the intention or the thought that our soybeans were going to be worth quite a bit more than they are right now.
Doyle says that a bushel of his soybeans that would normally sell for $10 now has a commodity market value of $8 thanks to the Chinese tit-for-tat tariffs, which effectively closes the soybean market to China for American farmers. But farmers will receive some partial relief in the form of a $12 billion aid package by the federal government to help farmers recoup some of their losses. But billions of dollars in promised aid isn't welcome news to Josh Sewell, a senior policy analyst with the group Taxpayers for Common Sense.
The devil's going to be in the details, but we think this is a step back in moving agriculture away from dependency upon Washington for its success or failure, and instead moving towards market.
While the government's $12 billion relief package may allow some farmers to stay in business, Arkansas soybean farmer Brad Doyle says everyone he knows prefers a longer-term solution, and for the moment, he's hoping his losses can be recouped by focusing on other potential markets.
In the meanwhile, we're going to have to go to Japan and Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, countries like that, and try to make up for the loss.
A forecast by the U.S. Department of Agriculture says domestic farm income will drop to half of what it was 5 years ago. This was made before the trade war began. This has been Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.